Hey everybody, Elizabeth here. Before we get into today's episode, I wanted to make sure that you know registration is currently open for our Spring Strong Foundations cohort. Strong Foundations is a 5-week strength building program brought to you by me and Morgan Bungers. Coach Morgan Bungers is one of the best, most effective strength training coaches in this country. He has worked with some of the most elite athletes in the world, and now he specializes working with people in their 40s, in their 50s, in their 60s who want everyday strength. And this is not about being able to push your suitcase into the overhead compartment on an airplane. We need to be consistently and effectively strength training if we want to maintain the strength of our immune system. Muscle is a critical part of our immune system, and if we are not actively maintaining our strength, we are losing it as we age, and that means we are losing the strength of our immune system. It's also a significant component of our overall metabolism, especially our carbohydrate metabolism. Muscle mass plays a huge role in energy, in mood, mental health, bone health, so many different things. This is just not optional, but a lot of us don't do it because we aren't sure what to do. We aren't sure what not to do. We aren't sure if we're moving well. We don't know how to accommodate for our physical limitations or our current level of fitness, and that is why you need a coach, and you'd be hard-pressed to find one better than Morgan Bungers. Now, here's the thing about fitness programs. I've experienced this. My mom, who's in her 70s, has experienced this, where you buy a fitness program and then you're like, okay, but I can't do that workout because I'm not fit enough, or I don't have enough balance, or I don't have that equipment, or that hurts my knees, or it hurts my back. And then you're sort of just left to figure it out yourself, which means we often don't do anything. The great thing about Strong Foundations is that Morgan and I are part of it every single day, and you have an unlimited ability to ask us questions in a group setting or via direct message so that Morgan can help you scale for you, for whatever equipment you have, for the time that you have, for your fitness level, for your body and your physical limitations. 5 weeks. There's two different tiers. There's a beginner intermediate tier. There's an intermediate advanced tier. The testimonials that we have received from our previous clients will blow your mind. You can check them out and also register for your spot by going to primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. If you are an alum, if you have been through Strong Foundations before, I've already emailed you a renewal link with a special renewal rate, so please use that. If you don't see that email, let me know. For the rest of you, primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. We start on May 13th, so grab your spot now. You will have these workouts for life. 4 workouts a week for 5 weeks, 2 different tiers. So you've got 40 workouts total. Plus, there is a 5-part series on your pelvic floor. That is an incredibly important part of your physical fitness, of your strength, of your core strength, of your overall health, of your ability to maintain functional mobility as you get older. We want you to be a part of this. You will not regret joining the Strong Foundations cohort. It is an incredible community. Everybody needs to be consistently and effectively strength training. And if you're not, it's probably because you don't know how to make it work for you. And it can be made to work for you. It needs to be made to work for you. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation to register now. Let's get into the episode. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton, and this is another episode in our Consistency 365 series, where I am, in between our regular Monday and Saturday episodes, coming to you every day with what it looks like to apply the practice of consistency. So often we know what we should do, but staying consistent with it is a whole other story. And one of the primary differences between people who are consistent and people who are not consistent
is so basic and so simple that it's overlooked. You know, so many times I believe that the answer is so obvious, it's hard to see. And that is very true of this difference between people who are consistent and people who are not. And if you're like, well, sometimes I'm consistent, that's inconsistent, right? The difference is this. People who are consistent talk themselves into the things they commit to. And people who are inconsistent have a pattern, have a habit, have a routine, have a practice of talking themselves out of the things that they commit to. And you, at any point in time, can choose to talk yourself into it. Let me tell you how this came up for me last night. One of the things that I really work to build consistency with is resetting my kitchen every night, which essentially means completely cleaning it. Dishes in the sink are put away. The dishwasher is empty. The coffee is ready to go for tomorrow. The stove is wiped down. There's not things left out on the counter. Generally, this does not take a lot of time, especially because it's something I do every day. But still, at the end of the day, when the babies are settled and I've worked and I just want to go to bed, there can be a tendency to be like, that's fine. It's not that bad. I'll do it tomorrow. I just want to go straight to bed. And I recognize that is a subtle, hardly noticeable, running in the background mental program that is, in fact, talking me out of my commitment. So I challenge myself at some conscious moment in the day, how am I going to talk myself into resetting the kitchen tonight? And last night, my mindset was just start. Spend 2 minutes washing bottles. Just start. And as I was washing those two bottles, I thought to myself, is there a way that I could enjoy the next 10 minutes of resetting the kitchen? Because I was kind of feeling rushed, like there's another thing that I have to do. And so I just asked myself very casually, is there a way that I could somehow enjoy this? So I took a second and I put on a podcast and I just felt such appreciation for going to bed with a clean kitchen. And I didn't rush the process. If it takes me 8 minutes instead of 5 minutes, that's perfectly fine. If it takes me 12 minutes instead of 8 minutes, that's perfectly fine. But it feels so nice to just walk out of the kitchen for the day and know that it's clean and look forward to coming down the next morning and there's nothing in the sink and there's nothing on the counters and I'm just like ready to go for a good day. It didn't take any extra time. But that is the opportunity that we have all the time with the workout, with the food choice, on the yes and the no side, right? If I'm feeling like, I really want to have ice cream tonight. Pattern of inconsistency is talking yourself into the ice cream, talking yourself out of doing what you said you would do and not having dessert today. Be aware of the subtle ways you're talking yourself into and out of your commitments. You can get better at talking yourself into things. You can just ask yourself, if I could talk myself into this, how might that be? I did that the other night when I went up to my room and it was just looking kind of chaotic. What would it look like to talk myself into 5 minutes of picking up in here? And sometimes just that inquiry is enough. If I can talk myself out of a workout, I can talk myself into a workout. How do I do that? That's what I need the practice in. If I can talk myself out of a healthy dinner, I can talk myself into a healthy dinner. What does that look like? And that practice, it's so obvious. It's so simple that many people will overlook it. That practice will change your life.